This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, March 4th, 2022. I'm Marc Boulanger. In the report this week, a special program on how unions around the world are supporting labour organizations in Ukraine. And singing... This is Radio Labour. Unions in Europe and around the world are organizing to support unions in Ukraine as Russia continues its attack on the country. One example is the webinar that was recently organized by the European Public Service Union. The webinar was hosted by the General Secretary of EPSU, Jan-Willem Guduyan. He introduced a representative from the state workers in Ukraine who spoke through an interpreter.
The aim of this meeting is to learn from our Ukrainian unions, our Ukrainian comrades, what is going on. We want to listen to our colleagues from Ukraine, Yuri, from the state workers in Ukraine.
Здравствуйте, дорогие коллеги.
Yes, dear colleagues. We would really like to inform you about what's going on in our country right now. These words may sound terrible, but they're terrible for ourselves, for myself, for my children, for my colleagues, and for the entire Ukrainian people. It is obvious that we are now in a full-scale war. What is going on in my country is terrible right now. The most advanced and up-to-date missiles and other types of weaponry are being used. Children die. All these atrocities are our reality today. It is a shame that I'm using these words to describe a situation that is happening in the 21st century. This is unimaginable and this is ungraspable in today's world. It is extremely difficult to fathom that this is happening in the 21st century. You can hear an air alert right now. Our families are hiding in basements. We are being essentially killed and exterminated. There is really a lot going on right now. We are receiving a lot of information and we're essentially not sleeping right now. We're alert. We try to trace every step. We try to see what's going on. We're helping those who have been injured. And we're fighting for every square inch of our cities and our land. I would like to assure you that we are united in this fight and the enemy will fail. We do not doubt that victory will be ours. And what we need right now is a lot of patience. We know that truth is behind us. And the freedom we've been enjoying is not going to be ceded to the enemy. It is impossible to imagine a situation that an independent country that has been independent for about 30 years now, that has breathed the air of independence. And by the way, you helped us in many ways. You invested your energy, you invested your capital, you invested your knowledge in this independent state. And we are not going to see this. We will continue to fight for our country. They will fail. It is impossible to shoot and exterminate freedom. One can kill a man, one can burn down a school, one can blow up a residential building and bomb a maternity clinic, but they will fail. We will continue fighting. Our soldiers have children. They know what they're fighting for. We're not going to make them the gift of this joy of victory. And by the way, once again, you are hearing an air raid alert right now, and our district may be about to be bombed, and that's why, obviously, I'm so emotional. We continue to cooperate. We continue to mobilize with all the trade unions. We gather and collect information about the injured. We gather and collect information about anyone who needs shelter.
For more information on how to help unions in Ukraine, visit epsu.org. Labor's stand on the war in Ukraine has been given by the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, Sharon Burrell. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers, such as the Ghana Trade Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States.
This is a message calling for peace. Putin's military aggression in Ukraine is simply not acceptable. Pathways to peace require dialogue, not war. We urge all leaders to come together to talk about a common security for Europe, for the world. And in order for that to happen, because Russia should be at the table in such a dialogue with everybody else, then troops must be withdrawn from Ukraine immediately. Our solidarity is with the people of Ukraine and those affected who are fleeing to all countries, including Russia. We will support our people, the refugees. We will raise money to make sure that our Ukrainian unions can continue to fight for peace and democracy. We want an end to war. We want common security based on a social contract that guarantees people jobs, rights, social protection and equality. Our men and women in trade unions, in workplaces all around the world, they want peace and democracy. We want peace and democracy and the security for our families to build a future that indeed gives everybody opportunity, that's based on hope. We need to rebuild hope and trust, and the war in Ukraine must end.
One of the labor leaders in the webinar organized by EPSU was Rosa Pavanelli, the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents 30 million workers in 154 countries.
I want to let you know that it's not just Europe that is standing by you, that is supporting you, but is all the world and all the public service unions affiliated to PSI. Together with us today, I've been able to count members from Philippines, New Zealand, Australia, India, Nigeria, United States, Canada, and I may miss some others. This gives us the potential, the power to strengthen our action in support with you. In consultation with Jan Willem, in the aftermath of the first attack on Ukraine, we decided to join the call of the ITUC and ETUC to collect funds for unions and members and people in Ukraine. If the situation will endure, and we hope, of course, not, we are ready and available to consider with our members and with our affiliates how we can support directly members and affiliates in their resistance.
Another labor leader in the webinar was Liz Snape, an Assistant General Secretary of Unison, the largest labor union in the UK.
I want to express not just warm words, but a call for true action. Today is not about words. It's about what we can practically do to assist in your people's moment of need. Time is not on our side and we know we have to move fast. And yesterday, my own union, Unison, made a large donation to the ITUC Solidarity Fund. Today, we reach out to our 1,200 branches and ask them to do the same. And we ask them to reach out to our 1.3 million public service workers to do all they can. Not just in monetary donations, but in real solidarity. We're also working with the Red Cross, who are providing that vital support to the refugees reaching all the borders. Food, warmth, and medicine. Reaching out to your mothers, your wives, and your children. As I said, solidarity isn't about words. Solidarity is about action. And Unison, and I know EPSU and PSI, will do all we can to play only a small part, but together we can all play a major part. Spasiba bolshoya. Slava Ukraini.
Now here is Edwin Starr with War. What is it good for? And that's it. Labor News You Can Use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about peace.